Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Johnson. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky moves to third. Heath moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Fox moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Campbell scores. Keltner scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Pitlock settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pitlock. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spence. Mack reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. Walker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desodles hits a fly ball towards center. DiMaggio catches it and throws to home to double up Walker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Spence reaches third base with a triple. DiMaggio goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on DiMaggio. Trosky moves to third. Heath moves to second. Bill Fleming now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky scores. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock strikes out. One out. Pete Fox pinch hits for Bill Fleming. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Riba now pitching. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spence moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. Williams scores. Fox moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Keltner strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney pinch hits for Mike Riba. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Bob Feller now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spence bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky catches it and throws to second to double up Finney. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.